Britain, England, where Mary Poppins is from?
It took place in London.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. You know, I dated her for a while.
You dated Mary Poppins?
Yes, I did.
No,
yeah, I did. We were very young.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay, yeah.
I was the first guy to get into her chim-chim tureen. Things going in the moment of passion, she started screaming some weird word. It was like super California refrigerator extra delicious lotion, something like that. Pretty kinky chick, I'll tell you that much.
I like Ellen.
Yeah.
She's cute.
Yeah.
You think I got a shot with her? A shot, you know, like to date her? Well, come on. She could play on the other team for a little while, you know, like a visitor.
Ahmed, she's married to another woman.
Who is this bitch?
Come on, what does she have that I don't? What? I no longer have a hoo-ha. No, look! You look to my hoo-ha area, I kill you where you stand. But if I kill you, please don't drop me.
What happened to your hoo-ha?
My what?
You said you no longer have a hoo-ha.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I said hoo-ha. What the hell's a hoo-ha? It's like a laughing owl.
But Glasgow is, you told me it was confusing for you.
Yeah, it is.
Why?
Yesterday at lunch, my waitress asked me if I wanted some tatties and meats. Then I said yes. Instead of taking off her top, she brought me food. It was the worst strip club I'd ever been to.
Tatties and meats are served with haggis.
Well, she didn't show me that either. But next week we're in Australia, so that's when I'll see down under.
I was just thinking the other day, you know, we're on the road a lot.
Yeah?
You're away from home a lot. Yeah. And your wife's at home alone a lot.
Okay.
And she's not exactly bad looking.
No.
She's hot. And her prime is now. Yours was 20 years ago. And she's home.
Right.
Alone. Are you sure?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I trust her. What if she's been with someone else?
Like me.
Oh, come on. You go purple, you never go back.
I really don't think my wife has slept with you, Peanut.
Well, think about this for a second. In a twisted kind of way, all five of us on stage have slept with your wife. When you're wacky and having a great time, that's me. When you're pissed off and lying there thinking, why did I marry this broad? That's Walter. When you're so angry you want to kill her, that's Ahmed.
And what is Jose Jalapeno on a stick?
You're a sick man.
I was still using Tinder up until like a year ago. This is a true story. But now I realize I got a whole new set of issues on Tinder. Like now when I do match with a girl, she doesn't believe that it's me. Like, that's not you. You're not that guy from this thing and that thing. I'm like, who the fuck is using me as a fake profile? You gotta dig real deep to use me, man. I feel like there's so many better choices out there. One time my agent told me that I had a good look. And I'm like, thanks, dude, I appreciate that. But then it took me years to realize that having a good look is totally different than being good looking. I still don't know what the fuck it means. And look, I'm not being self-deprecating, okay? That's Hollywood talk. I don't listen to that shit. I understand that in real life, I'm like super good looking. If you're into anime. You gotta get in where you fit in, people. One time I went over to the girl's house. She has this like Naruto anime poster in her bedroom. I knew I was fucking that night. You gotta know your demo, people. Asian people, we don't need Tinder anymore. We just go to BTS concerts. That's how we do that parking lot pimping. I've been dating a lot of tall girls lately because it makes me look successful. No. I think tall women are beautiful, but some of them like to wear heels. That's just disrespect. I'm like, you're already 5 inches taller than me. Why the fuck are you wearing heels? And she's like, it makes my ass look better. I'm like, your ass is at my eye level right now. Neither of us look good, okay? I look like a child, and you look like a child molester. Last time I took a tall girl to this concert. I don't know if you guys know this, but apparently tall people have fun at concerts. Are you guys aware of that? I'm 5'5". I just go to concerts to smell other people's armpits. Like, what the fuck's the point of this? She was having a time in her life doing whatever tall people do at concerts, you know? Jumping around, obstructing other people's views, seeing everything. I was frustrated. I had enough. So I just looked up at her. I was like, hey, pick me up.
I hate dating. I had to get married because I was tired of dating, because dating is hard. Like, getting to know somebody over again, I hate that. Right? Because you got to go through that stage where y'all just lying. That first date. Stop, my favorite color is red. I like walking on the beach sometimes, even though it's not a beach around my house. It's just, like, who are you? You should know right then, like, who are you? Just be honest. Ladies, be honest. On first date, be honest. Yes, I got 3 baby daddies, yes. I need you to know that. Mm-hmm. They all like to fight. Mm-hmm. Yes. So if you don't like to fight, that's not your thing. This might not work. Uh-huh. Yeah. My mama don't like dark-skinned babies. You dark-skinned, so if we had a dark-skinned baby, she not gonna own it, is what I'm telling you. Is that something you could deal with? She not gonna like you. Cool, okay. I had a few diseases before, but I'm clean now. Yes. I got the paperwork to prove that, yes. Mm-hmm. When I get mad, I go crazy. Yes, I scratch your car and stuff. I won't put you in jail, but I real fight you, is what I'm trying to tell you. Because I sometimes be in my feelings. It's just the truth. Can you deal with that? You can work with that? Cool, then we can make it. Like, we ready to order. This gonna work. We ready to order. I heard the chicken here is good. Yes, please bring it. This relationship is gonna make it. At least you know what you're dealing with. You know what I mean? That's what you want. I feel like dudes, we lose on dating a little bit. Ladies, stop going on dates because you're bored and hungry. Stop doing dudes like the young ladies. Because it be the good guys that get the bad end of the stick. The good guys that just really like the ladies. Because ladies, y'all don't like the good guy. Y'all play the good guy y'all just play the good guy. He be so excited. And ladies, y'all only call that dude when y'all hungry and bored. That's it. Fellas, if you get one of them random calls and you gave the girl a number a while ago, she don't like you. She's just bored and hungry. She knows she be doing it. You were right. You right. Fellas, you get one of them calls, you're like, hello? She's like, hello. Hey, how you doing? We be so excited to have somebody on the phone sound like a girl. Hey, what's up?
Nothing, it's Keisha. You met me a few weeks ago.
Oh, hey, how you doing? It's so good to hear from you. I've been waiting for your call.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm free today. I ain't had nothing to do. I'm trying to eat. So I thought I'd give you a call and see what's up with you. And we fall right in there.
Oh, cool. You ain't got nothing to do today?
No, I'm free.
You want to go eat?
I sure do.
Okay, I'm going to come get you. Okay, I'm on my porch. Where you at?
What color car you got? I ain't left yet. Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, I'm gonna wait for you. I don't know, fellas, y'all. I know we got different age groups, but fellas, if you ever been on that date, they get real nice up front. Before they ain't ate, they real popular. They real nice. They complimenting you. Thank you for coming to get me. I like your little outfit. It's cute. Did you get that from H&M? That's cute. That's nice. I'm gonna buy my cousin. That's nice. And then they eat. And when ladies, this is how you know. Cause when this is how you know they don't like you. When y'all eating, all you see is the top of their head. That's real good. Can we get some more shrimp and wine, please? Thank you. And they be talking to people, letting them know y'all not an item. No, this just my friend. No, how you doing? No, this we friends. This is friends. Mm-hmm. No, this ain't It's just friends. Once they started to get fooled, they started to get irritated and answer your questions with word. You like the food? Yes. And we so stupid. Yeah, I like the food. It's good. I eat it pretty often. I'm sure you do. So what you like to do? Everything. We so stupid. I like to do everything too. That's crazy. We got so much in common. We do. Right before me and my wife got married though, you know, we was talking to couples and women, y'all always excited. Y'all excited for everyone to get married. Unless you've been married before, your response is different. You're like, oh, I wish you the best. But if women in good relationship and they ain't been married, they're like, you get it right. Let me see the ring. Oh, that's so pretty. Well, what's the color? Oh, that's pretty, girl. I gotta hook you up with my flowers, yes. And we saw this older couple and they, my wife and her hit it off and I'm just sitting with the man, the older man just looking at me like I did something wrong to him. So my wife and the lady just walk off in the corner, start talking, and I'm sitting here with him. And I'm smiling. How you doing? How you doing? I'm good, man. Chilling, man. Excited about the wedding. Well, why you laughing? You find out. Okay. So you love her? Yeah, I love her. That's why you're getting married, ain't it? Yeah. Like, why you keep laughing? You find out. Then it's like he started trying to give me signals. I'm ready to go. Hey, you'll find out. Let's go. And it's tough, man. It's tough in a relationship because you didn't know that a relationship, they said it was work, but you didn't know it was like slavery work. Like, you didn't know what type of work. Like, you get paid for some work and other work you just by yourself, no paycheck, no nothing, nobody awards, or give you no reward. Both sides. No, it's not that bad. I think the frustrating thing about being married is just the debates, the arguments. You know what I mean? Because you ain't always on the same page, you know what I mean? And arguing with my wife sometimes is like, you know, because I argue in periods, resolve, period. Resolve, conclusion, period. My wife, she argue in commas and commas and run-on sentences. Like, arguing with her is like being in a maze. You think you out of it? Nope, you're not. You gotta go this way. I sometimes just apologize just for it to be over. Like, I'm sorry, it was me. Are you sorry? Are you really? Yes. Why exactly are you sorry? I'm like, I don't know. I was just trying to be done. That's why I'm saying, you don't care like I care. I do care. Well, why you don't tell me? I don't know. I don't know the rules. I don't know.
And the things that are supposed to prepare women for life? Don't at all. Like, I was in the Girl Scouts. The Girl Scouts does not teach you any skills, right? The Girl Scouts basically teaches you to sell a bunch of cookies that you didn't freaking make, okay? Like, if you're to take the skills you learned in the Girl Scouts and apply them as an adult, you're selling things to strangers in a miniskirt. You're a hooker. That's what you do for a living. That's your job now. But guys learn real skills. You guys, you know, go to the Eagle Scouts and you guys learn how to, you know, make ropes and make fires and stuff. And women don't learn those kind of survival skills. And I was thinking about how much that pissed me off after that happened to me, you know? But then I kind of like got perspective. I was like, you know what? Guys may know how to make ropes and fires and stuff, but women, we can make people. Okay, that is pretty badass, okay? Give me the backseat of a Taurus and some Sutter Home. I can duplicate. And guess what? It comes out on a freaking rope. It's hard, though. Going from a long relationship to starting to date again is very difficult because when you're in a long-term relationship, you're comfortable, right? You don't have to wear any makeup. You can just pee in front of the person or whatever. When you're dating somebody new, you have to try to be perfect for the new guy. Like, I've been dating a new guy, and I've been trying to be so perfect. Basically, the first, like, 3 months of me dating this guy, every second has basically been me trying to not fart. That's all it is. Every second of every day, it's just like, please don't fart, please don't fart, please don't fart. Please don't fart. My ass is in the shape of its life. That's the upside. But the hard part is that I'll sometimes stay at his house for like a couple days at a time, you know, and I have to hold it in so long that by the time I leave, I'm like, all right, see you later. Sometimes you can catch air like. Because you're always trying to be perfect for the new guy, you know? Like when I stay at this guy's house, the extent to which I try to be perfect for this guy, I will wake up at 6 a.m. while he's still asleep, sneak into the bathroom, put on a full face of makeup, sneak back into bed, so by the time he wakes up, I look like Lady Gaga or something. Which is so ridiculous. Women, we do not need to look cute in the morning for our man. We don't need it. Because guys, before your eyes even open in the morning, you guys have erections. You don't even know what's lying next to you, and you're just ready to have sex with it. Really? You are heathens. You guys literally wake up in the morning, you're like, where's a hole? Give me a hole. It is barbaric.
Popular misconception about girls is that we don't like to eat. Girls love to eat. Yeah. We just don't like to eat in front of a guy that we like. That's the difference. When you first meet a guy that you like, you can't eat the way you want to on a date. You can't. You can't have that fourth plate of ribs on a date. I found out. Going on a date, society dictates that guys can do what they want, women have to be dainty. So he's gonna get fries, a burger, half a gazelle, whatever he wants to eat. Girls, you get the menu, what are you ordering?
Salad.
Like hot little robot.
Salad.
And it's an excruciating experience because you're trying to just look pretty the whole time. He's sitting there enjoying his burger. You're eating your lettuce. You're just sitting there like, ugh. You've abandoned the utensils. You ordered like a koala. You may as well eat like one. You're just like, ugh. He's talking. You can't focus because you're starving, right? He's, yeah, you're just like, ugh. You finished your lettuce. There's no more watercress on the plate. You're just like, you pull one, you're looking at his food. You're like, what's that over there? Fry. Talking. You can't focus. You can't focus. You're not getting any nutrients to your brain. You're just kind of staring out the window, wondering what birds taste like. You finished your lemon wedge like an hour ago. He's still eating, he's still talking, and you're starting to get cold now. You're not getting any nutrition into your bloodstream. Your spine is sticking out, you're shivering. You're like a lost puppy. You start saying things that you don't mean. He's yapping. You start just saying things like, I would love to spend the afternoon with your mother. That sounds great. And no, I totally cared about that whole replacement refs thing. It really rocked my world as well. Once you're in a relationship, you can eat the way you want to. Once he loves you, you can roll out a trough at mealtime. It doesn't matter. You can put your hands behind your back, county fair pie eating contest style. And oh, I love you. Is that the house cat? Yeah, you can let it all hang out when he loves you. Then you can show him how you eat. Once you're in love, you can show him the 12-foot man-eating lizard you actually are. Your eyes light up red. Let's get cheesecake. Oh, cool, sweetheart. You want to share a piece of cheesecake? Tail swipe. Get your own. All right, sweetheart, dinner's over. Did you get enough to eat? I love when they ask that, because I've always wanted to give this answer. Did you get enough to eat? Why? What else do you want? Your soul! Fire! Can I ask you a question? Does this tail make my butt look big?
That is my job, man. I'm the trash man. She's the bag lady. I'm also in charge of the cars, right? I'm in charge of anything car related. Lights come on the dashboard, I turn them off. It's what I do. If I haven't been in my wife's car in a while and I get in it, they're all lit up. Like she hit a slot machine. My baby, what? I don't even know what those are. Good, that's a flat tire. That's. How long's the oil light been on? Since we got it. I don't know. It's always been on. She doesn't wash her car, man, that pisses me off. My car's clean, always. If I'm drinking a bottle of water, the bottle of water comes with me all the way to the trash can. Not my wife's car. Her car is the trash can. Oh, Starbucks cup? Why not? 8 half-drank bottles of water? También. It's like she took a granola bar, beat the crap out of it, decided not to eat it, and just went, nah. Let the peasants clean it. You know who the peasant is, right? Yeah, it's me. Well, she knows I'm gonna clean it. And I'm cheap. I go to the do-it-yourself car wash. She won't even get out of the car. Oh, she'll sit in the car on her iPad like an emperor. I'm outside in the hot sun with the foam brush. So I'm gonna finish in 4 minutes. I'm not putting another quarter in there. My goal is to start somebody else's car. I got time. Get in here, buddy. Look, man, I'll be honest with you. Look, I don't mind taking care of my wife, right? I was raised here in Texas, so, you know, my dad raised me to take care of my wife, you know? I don't mind taking care of my wife. My wife doesn't even pump her own gas. However, I do have a problem with the fact that she doesn't appreciate it. She expects it. You know why she expects it? Because she's a daddy's girl. Yep, her daddy did everything for her. You're already laughing. Oh, all I hear at my house, my father, my daddy. Oh, you don't know how to do it? My daddy does. My daddy knows. My daddy knows how to do everything better than you. Oh, if my daddy would have done that shelf, it would have come out better, my daddy. I ask her, I'm like, hey, baby, how come you don't wash your car? My daddy would never allow me to wash the car. How come you don't take out the trash? Ah! These hands have never touched trash. My father would not allow me to touch trash. I go, that's good, baby. Can you make me a sandwich? I'm not your mother. Well, my mother would never allow these hands to make a sandwich.
If I were in sixth grade, I'd be eligible for free lunch. Let me put it that way. But the journey, yeah, there are some moments in the journey of being broke that are, oh, suck. They suck. Like, I went on a date to a nice restaurant, a decent restaurant, and the woman ordered something that cost market price. You know, when she goes to order, I'm keeping score in my menu. When she goes to order, I'm like, oh, ooh, market price. What could it be? It could be anything. And you cannot ask. Do not, if you, that's a good piece of dating advice. When she orders something that's market price, whoa, let's just check in to see what market price is today, because... No, I just had to, she ordered market price, and I just had to panic for the rest of the meal. That's all I could do. I wanted to say to the waiter, just out of curiosity and not because I can't afford it, what did lobster close at today? Just, I wasn't able to contact my seafood broker at the end of trading today, and I wonder how much it fluctuated, because I have an index fund that is made up heavily of crustaceans and other, some mollusk type, a lot of shellfish in there, which I know is ironic because I'm a Jew, but still, I mean. So that's the bad part of the journey. But then there are those are the financial defeats, and then there are the financial triumphs. Like, here's a great one. You think you have a parking ticket, but you see a parking ticket on your windshield. It's a Bed Bath & Beyond coupon. That anger, followed by relief, followed by joy. Bill Gates may fly from meeting to meeting in a Learjet, but he'll never ride that emotional roller coaster. That. That relief. I don't have a ticket. Followed by joy. 20% off at Bed Bath & Beyond. 20% off their already reasonable prices on home goods and sundries. That place is a treasure trove. I love it there. I know we're not supposed to... I hate most corporations, but Bed Bath & Beyond, man, you get it. You get it, Bed Bath & Beyond. And don't think I haven't noticed. Here's another thing that Bill Gates will never experience again, because he's too wealthy. He's insulated. Six Fridays ago, when I tell you what happened, you'll be like, oh yeah, I'd commemorate that every Friday. I found a $20 bill in an old coat. A 20. Made my weekend.
But that's the whole key to life. Find someone to love and drag them to the end with you. That's it. Don't make it more complicated than that. Just find someone to love and drag them to the end with you. That's it. And you want to make your relationship last? Lie. Lie all the time. Really, just lie. You're a man and a woman together. You don't want to do anything the other one wants to do, but don't be mean about it. Don't tell them that. Just lie. You want to shop for candles with me tonight? Sure. You want to hold up these drapes when I figure out the colors? Okay. We're here in the city. My wife wants to go see a musical. She knows I hate musicals. Do you want to go see The Drowsy Chaperone tonight? That'd be a fun date night, right? It sure would. I hate musicals, but luckily a friend of mine at the Comedy Cellar had given me a joint the night before, and I don't smoke weed anymore, but I'm like, who throws out a joint? Let me keep it in case of an emergency. I'm like, The Drowsy Chaperone, I think we have an emergency. So I throw it in my pocket. I'm thinking, maybe I won't need it, you know? But I get up there, and it's like all the posters are goofy. They're like, na-na-na-na, wa-na-na-na. It's gonna suck. So she goes and sits down. I sneak into the men's room. This is totally irresponsible. A grown man. I lock myself in the stall. I smoke the whole thing. Marijuana smoke. Illegal marijuana smoke. Just wafting out into a Broadway lobby. But you have to understand something. At the theater, I'm a white guy in a suit. The worst that anything can happen to me is some guy approaches, sir, do you smell that? All I have to say, outrageous. I have a musical to see. Where's the snack bar? I need some Sour Patch Kids. So we went in and watched the whole stupid-ass Drowsy Chaperone. Loved it. High as a kite. Loved every minute of it. I was singing it the whole way home. La-da-dee, la-da-doo. And she was suspicious. She said, "You seem to like that a little too much. Did you get high?" I looked her right in the eye. I told her exactly what she wanted to hear. I said, "No, I didn't get high. I was just happy being out with you." She knew I was lying. I knew I was lying. But we went to bed happy. That's the point. It's the same as when she says my love handles are cute. They're not. They're creepy. When I'm jogging down the beach and have two basset hound cheeks flapping over the side of my suit, she probably wants to throw up. But she lies. And guys, you win in the whole equation. You win. Just do it. You win in the whole thing. Women, you have to be with us. You lose. I'm sorry. That's why we're with you in the first place. We tried living with men ourselves. It's awful, right? You get out of school. I'm not getting married. I'm living with my friends. It's gonna be great. We're gonna get a house. These are your friends. They steal your money, your booze, sleep with your women. It's like living with pirates. It's awful. No one cleans anything ever. The bathrooms are like a rainforest. It's just hard towels and curly haired covered soap. And you think it's a bath mat. It's just a bed of mushrooms. Women are clean and soft and sexy. Women get clean with body wash. Body wash and a loofah. Ding! You can't clean a man with body wash, a horrible man. We need a big brick of soap, hopefully with pieces of rock in it. All mole covered and hairy, and not even hair like a nice bear either. We're like a sick bear from Chernobyl. All splotchy, bald spots, little Twizzlers poking out of your nipples for no reason. I don't know how you women let us climb all over you. I really don't. I would be a lesbian for sure. I have a friend, he only has hair from his waist down. Up here, he's like the Pillsbury Doughboy. Down here, he's like half goat, half man. Walking on the beach, why is everyone looking at me? I don't know, Pan. They're probably following your hoof marks down to the ocean's edge. Why don't you put down your flute for a minute?
I had one white guy, like, how do I turn a big black woman like you on? I said, I am very turned on by Morton Steakhouse. I love that place. The ones I had large meat, I don't care how large yours is. You know what I'm saying? Just feed me first. That's all I'm saying. I'm way less judgmental when I'm full. Black guys in LA, they were hard to come by. Because they like everything. They're New York men are more like, I like this, I stick with that. In LA, they're like, I date everybody. The fucking buffet out there. So I'd meet one and be like, you know what? We go together. I wouldn't even ask. You're my boyfriend. I can't find none of y'all, okay? We go together. You know what? I attract the black guy. I always get the reacclimation black guy. Know what that is, sir? I feel like you know what I'm talking about. Know what that is? I get the black guy who has not had a black girlfriend in years. And then he meets me. He's like, oh, girl, I want to come back. Can you train me? You need to watch BET. I don't got time to train you on how to be a black man. But I knew that he and I weren't going to work. You know why? He had a lot of white requests. He was like, Jackie, let's get up at 5 a.m. and go for a run. On the beach. Ah! The third one. I'm like, why? Is the gym closed? Open at 9. What the fuck is wrong with you? And he's like, Jackie, I wanna make love to you in the shower. Let's get in the shower. I'm like, can you see me? I don't do water sports. I'm like, you know what? Before I say no, let me go get my big pink plastic floral Walmart shower cap. If I had that big ass hat on and your dick still gets hard, you deserve it, okay? You're a fucking trooper. That is not a come fuck me hat. We all know, we all got that hat at home, okay? He was like, he wanted to go hiking on the first date. Hiking! I said, that's white. I'm sorry. That is really white. How about I not act out my own homicide, Law and Order? How about that? I'm not going hiking with a goddamn stranger. In the woods? Really? Do you not have TV? That's right. No dates in the middle of nowhere. Hell no. I used to have a propensity to attract young dudes. They like me because I have a very youthful, I'm happy. They like happy. But they're easy to get. It's like shooting fish in the barrel, getting a young guy. But you can lure them into your house with a game console. There's no challenge with a young guy. PS5, penis forever. That's all I'm saying. Is that what the P stands for? It should. Oh, God. Old guys. Ooh, I do well at attracting an old dude, boy. You know why I attract old guy? Why? I get the Bluetooth, man. Got a little old-ass black guy with the Bluetooth? Is that you, sir? I feel like you might be that dude. No, right here, Baldy. Where is this? Oh, you wearing one right now? You wearing one right now? I got the black guy with the Bluetooth on all day for no goddamn reason. I was in a bar with a guy, Bluetooth, face blinking for 3 hours. I'm like, are you closing on the house, Samuel? Turn that off. It's midnight on Saturday. Anybody looking for you? I feel like a lot of old guys don't know how to get laid, though. They're out of the game. They don't really know the lingo. I was in one show, guy in the front row, cute, 49 years old. I was joking. I was like, do you have high blood pressure? And he said, of course. That's not how you get your dick sucked, sir. That's not the way. But the advantage of dating men at 50 is that I'm honest. You know what I mean? Like, that whole thing about all night long, isn't that a fucking lie? The only thing I want all night long is sleep and a shoe sale. You know what I'm saying? I do not want dick all night long. But I can say no to certain dicks now. When you get older, you learn. I got my first ever dick pic. I've only gotten one in a text. This guy liked me, wanted to sell it to me. Text of his penis, 11 inches long. 11 inches! No, 11 inches. And my girlfriend said, you're a big girl. You can handle that. I said, bitch, I'm not hollow. What the fuck? There's shit inside. There's muscles and bones. Anything that big enters your body, you know what it's called? An intruder. What's that? Is that a lung, bitch, or a spleen? You don't need any more burgers. You finished. You full.
It's like when we lived in L.A., they opened up this new Mexican food restaurant. They got really popular really fast, to the point that you had to wait like 3 months to get a reservation. And Gail had been hammering me about going to this Mexican food restaurant. And so I thought, I'm going to surprise her. So I got us reservations on our anniversary. Well, sure enough, the week of our anniversary, her sister's daughter has a baby. And she said, I want to go home and see the baby. We'll just celebrate our anniversary when I get back. I'm like, yeah, but I got, okay. So I drop her off at the airport and I'm driving home. And I thought to myself, well, you know what? I don't want to wait another 3 months to go to this damn Mexican food restaurant. So I called my buddy Jerry. And I said, hey, Jerry, you want to go to that new restaurant? And he goes, yeah. And I said, well, I got reservations. Let's do it. We go. We had the time of our lives. We drank great Mexican beers, ate wonderful Mexican food, and just cut up like we was back in college. Well, dinner was kind of winding down. And I look up, and I see the manager and a string of waiters walking towards our table. And I'm like, oh, no, no, no. When I made the reservation, the young lady said, is this a special occasion? And I said, yes, ma'am, it's my wedding anniversary. And she said, well, for $75, we'll create a special dessert for you and your wife. The mariachi band will sing y'all a Spanish love song. And I remember thinking, Gail Engvall will love that. Well, I'd forgotten that little tidbit. Apparently, these folks write stuff down because the train is coming. And my buddy Jerry's got his back to him, so he can't see what's coming. And I'm like, oh, man. They surround our table. And my friend's like, what the hell? The manager somehow produces a gong out of his jacket and goes, whang! And turns to the entire restaurant and goes, ladies and gentlemen, would you please join me in wishing the Engvalls a very happy wedding anniversary? And my friend Jerry's like, what the hell, dude? They light the candle, explodes, confetti goes everywhere, the mariachi band singing away. And this is in Los Angeles, where two men openly confessing their love is appreciated and celebrated. The entire restaurant gave us a standing ovation. The good news is the dessert was amazing. The bad news is Jerry broke up with me. He won't walk across the street with me anymore.
Ladies, never order a lobster on a date.
The lobster is the most expensive thing on the menu, okay? So just know that if you order and consume a lobster, you have to touch your date's wiener. You have to, okay? It's like a sexual contract from the sea. It's binding. Now, keep in mind, he wants you to get the lobster. He's not gonna make you get it, but he's hoping you'll come to that conclusion on your own. So when you'll be flipping through the menu and you'll be like, I don't know what to get. Like, I don't know, I'm eating fresh this week. I'm eating a lot of fresh things. That's my new thing, fresh. I'm gonna do fresh food. Oh, lobster? Should I
get it?
Should I get it? Should I get the lobster? Should I crack it open on my head like an otter, eat it off my chest? Lobster? Yeah, because then it's wiener time this Sunday at Vagina. Here's how it's gonna go down, okay? You're gonna be making out later. And now, guys, this is for you to know. Just so you know, as girls, we like to make out with you when we first meet you. We like to make out with you a couple times and then leave right when you think we're gonna sleep with you, okay? We do it to make sure that you like us, but if you wanna know the truth, they teach us this shit in high school. While you're off building a birdhouse in shop class, we were off learning how to be annoying. Here's how it happens. You're gonna be making out. And you'll notice that when a girl makes out with you and leaves you, we always leave in a very sweet way because we want you to have a nice impression of us for later, right? So it's always like, okay, well, I gotta go. Bye. Bye. I like you too. Stop it. It's always very sweet, right? I've gone as far as to sometimes bring a little thing of vanilla body spray, and when he gets up to go to the bathroom, I spray it on his pillow. That way later when he texts me, he's like, oh my God, my pillow still smells like you. I'm like, that's amazing. Why? You can get creative with it. You can take a handful of glitter on your date, and then after you're leaving, just be like, okay, I gotta go. Bye. You bring a smoke bomb, and then like still be standing there because you don't know magic. Really, you're gonna go? That's messed up. That's messed up. It's messed up, Amber. You're just gonna go? You're just gonna go? It's funny. It's funny you're just gonna go because I distinctly remember I bought you a lobster. Man's right, time to pay the piper. Girls, you do not have to sleep with him. It's just a crustacean. That's ridiculous, all right? But you gotta give him something. I suggest a beach. That's what I suggest. That's proper. Don't do a hand job. That's ridiculous. That's child's play. Hand job? A handy, really? As a grown woman, you're not doing a hand job, okay? If you voted, you're not doing a hand job. Let's send some hand jobs overseas to China. Not doing a hand job. A hand job, that's what kids do when you're like a teenager. You do a hand job, you put on your promise ring, you revel in your virginity for the next 10 to 15 years, depending on your involvement with comic books. That's what a hand job is for. As an adult, it's not happening. It's an intermediary step in a sexual evolution that you've evolved past, okay? It's like a tail. Necessary at one point for balance, but if you busted it out at a house party, people would be like weirded out. I was out with a guy one time who I wasn't even into. I didn't want to do anything, and he didn't buy me a lobster. And I explained everything, and after talking to him, he's like, I'd like a hand job. I think it sounds great. And I guess I was frustrated because he hadn't been listening to me or my feelings. And I was like, all right, I'll tell you what, son. I'm gonna give you a hand job. But it's gonna be on my terms. 45 minutes long. No lotion. And you don't break eye contact. Go!